102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God has created. I am so happy in the things of God. I find joy in the things of God. And that's my reminder all the time, Diana, that this day God make it. And I'm going to what? Make the quality decision. Make the quality decision. Make that choice to rejoice and not complain. One thing God does not like, Diane, is complainers. He does not like complainers. God wants us always to be what? Grateful and thankful. Not in this complaining business. You know, so I make that quality choice not to complain, but rejoice and be glad in what God is doing.
And the key word is a quality decision.
Yes.
Not just a hasty decision, not just the same old decision, but a quality decision. Our choices determine what we become.
Yes.
Your choices determine what you become. My choices determine what I become. So it's individualized. Each choice that we make, it determines what we become. Yesterday we were talking about studying the Word of God is essential to a productive and effective life. And today we're going into point two. The Word of God will produce anywhere, anytime, and any day. If you ever miss any of the programs here and you want to catch up, you could go to the WMIEFM.com website, and there's a button there, a navy blue button from the homepage toward the bottom that says Listen Live. If you click on that, you could open up the on-demand section, and you can find any program that's broadcasted through WMIE 91.5 that day or through that week through the calendar option, and you are able to click and listen on any device. That's also a way to share with your family and friends who live outside the broadcasting area, and they could listen to the Word anytime, any place,
yes.
Any day,
yes.
By using that technology that's available on the website. All you have to do is send them the link. You could share it via text or via email. The Word of God will produce anywhere, anytime, any day.
Isn't that powerful? The Word of God will what? Produce. But you hit it here. It will produce anywhere. So I don't have to be at a certain place for it to produce.
Don't have to be at church.
Right. Because it will produce what?
Anywhere.
And go back to Joshua 1 verse 8.
This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night.
Yeah.
That you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success.
So you will make your way prosperous using the Word of God anywhere.
Anytime.
Anytime.
Any day.
Anytime and any day.
Despite the circumstances.
Come on.
Despite the situation. Wherever you are, anytime, any day.
Yes.
You will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success when you meditate on the Word of God and you observe to do all that is written in it.
Not some.
Yeah.
Not one little part, but all that is written in it. It's the whole thing got to work. You can't just choose one little particular phrase and go by that. You got to find out the totality of what the Word of God says. Mm-hmm.
And you used a good example one time. You were talking about baking and cooking and something. Yeah. And you said if you leave out one ingredient out of there, if you leave out one part, you're not going to get the same result.
No way.
No matter how little that part is. You know, sometimes you think, oh, well, it's just a little half a teaspoon or it's just a little this. That's one of the most important things usually that goes in there to make the substance, to make the shape. Yeah. Of that which you are baking.
Yeah.
So we can't just do it our way. We have to do it his way.
Yes. That's why it said observe to do what? To do all that is written. You can't minus the part that you don't like.
Or switch it up.
Or switch it.
Yeah, I remember one time my sister was making some banana bread and she mixed. She made a mistake. Instead of the amount of sugar, she put that amount of salt.
Yeah.
And she reversed it. So she put the amount of salt in it that should have been the amount of sugar, and she put the amount of salt as or whatever reversed it.
Yeah.
It was so disgusting. As soon as it touched anybody's mouth, it was so disgusting. We threw it out the door. Nothing ate it.
You have to put the right proportion of salt. If the salt doesn't take the place of the sugar, you can't switch place. 3 teaspoons of sugar, you put 3 teaspoons of salt, right? And then you're supposed to put 1 teaspoon of salt. Mm-hmm. Now you put 1 teaspoon of sugar. Mm-hmm. What kind of cake? It's going to be disgusting.
And nothing ate it. Not no bug, not no bird, nothing.
They have enough sense to know that's not good. That is not good. That's not good. So here it is this morning, the word of God. You have to do what it says. You can't just do the part you like and don't do the part that you don't like. In order for it to work, you have to do all of it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Timothy.
And we can't overly. Sometimes we overly do the part we like. Like we overly do the praise, but we don't study the word. We overly study the word, and we don't do the word.
Yeah.
So there, we have to, in proportion to how it is written, we have to be doing it, not just one part. You got people who they'll sing and praise all day, but they won't actually do any of the day-to-day principles, working with diligence in order to achieve. So we have to be able to do the totality of the word.
Come on, let's look at 2 Timothy 3.
All scripture, verse 16.
Yes.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof.
Proof.
For correction, for instruction in righteousness.
So it's going to work in all areas. Mm-hmm. Not some scripture, all scripture. That's what it says. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And here, it is good for all these things.
Mm-hmm. To help us out.
Yeah. So if you apply it anywhere, anytime, any day, is going to work. Absolutely 100%.
Mm-hmm. And verse 17 then says that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Works.
So it flows together. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So when it says man of God, it doesn't just mean the pastor. It means each and every one of us, the people of God, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped. If you're thoroughly equipped, it means you have everything that you need for every good work. You have everything you need for every good work. You have every piece of counsel. You have every piece of guidance that is needed through the word of God. I know I've been in a lot of situations in my life where people tried to give me good advice. As good as it sounded, it can do nothing against my hard-headedness. It was only the word of God that brought forth change. It was only the penetration of the Holy Spirit and the word of God that was able to bring forth the true change. So good advice is good, but it's not what's going to make the difference. The difference is in the Word of God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God or the woman of God, the people of God, may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So the Word of God will produce anywhere, anytime, and any day. Why? Because God controls all things.
Yes, the Word of God surely going to work. Let's look a little, dig a little deeper, right? Go to Genesis chapter 26. Let's dig a little deeper. Genesis chapter 26, and we want to look verse 12 or down you. But the Word of God, we're proving the point that the Word of God going to work, right? In Genesis chapter 26.
Verse 12.
Yeah.
Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous.
Yes.
So this was in a land of famine during a time of famine. But he was directed to go there by
God.
So because he was directed to go there by God, the Word of God produced anywhere during the famine, at any time during the famine, any day during the famine. And it didn't just produce a little bit. It produced 100-fold in the same year. He didn't have to wait for a long time. It produced in the same year.
So powerful, Diane. For our listeners, Make Your Day Count family, as we say, we are teachers of the Word. We use the Word, and we live by the Word, and we receive everything that the Word says. In 26, we says, we make the statement that the Word of God will produce anywhere, anytime, any day, right? Mm-hmm. And in Genesis chapter 26, verse 2 is the key there, like you were saying. But read from verse 2.
Then the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham, your father." And in verse 1, it reminds us, it says there was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham.
Yes. So, so you're not going to choose to go into a land of famine. You're going to try to go to a land where it is prosperous.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If the economy in Florida is the worst in the world, and the economy in Alabama is the best in the world, we'll be migrating to Alabama. We'll be going where it's going to be productive. But here, the Lord says, no, you don't. You stay in the land that I will tell you. The land is a land of famine. So remember now, we started on what our theme scripture, Psalms 25. Mm-hmm. Psalms 25 is our theme scripture.
Who is the man that fears the Lord?
Yes.
Him shall he teach in the way he chooses.
Yes. So if you fear God, you listen to him, and you get the result. Running out of time.
We want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in the city of Cocoa.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
It's time to let the light in, let the light in. What's so weird?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin in Cherche, France. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us.